Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Filling in for Dave Schwartz, Matthew Collar, along with Pete Najarian. I haven't told a single story today, so I guess I can't live up to the storytelling of Dave Schwartz, as the intro says. I'm going to have to work on that. But we're going to talk some hockey. Maybe Jess Myers from The Rink Live has some hockey stories for us. What's going on, Jess?
It was Hockey Day weekend. I mean, it's the best time of year in Minnesota, right? And it's supposed to be cold. It's supposed to be nasty like it was yesterday out at White Bear Lake, but they did some fantastic games out there. Nice job by that community. And this has become just a really kind of fun celebration of the game in Minnesota. It's gone on, 15 to almost 20 years now. Some exciting news coming out of this event yesterday as well. War Road next year, Hockeytown USA gets it. And then Shakopee after that, kind of expanding to some non-traditional metro area communities that where hockey is really a growing thing. So fun weekend in Minnesota.
So can I ask you, I don't even know if you know the answer to this, but when I moved here, Hockey Day in Minnesota has always been a thing, and it's really cool. I mean, like, it's on TV all day and everything else. When did this start? Like, how did this start?
About 2007 was the first one. It was up in Baudette, Minnesota, which is way, way up north on Highway 11. I mean, you know, literally the other side of the river from where they had the original Hockey Day is Canada. So gives you an idea. And they, at one point, they played it on a frozen river. They put it on a frozen body of water. Now they've realized that's not always the most stable way to do it. So now they have it just on an outdoor rink. You know, Mankato last year did just a bang-up job because they put the hockey rink right in the middle of the MSU Mankato football field and had 7,000 fans show up for a college hockey game between MSU and St. Thomas. So, yeah, it's like I say, the communities turn out for this. You always get some fun games. And what I love, too, is it's become almost a fashion statement. The teams that are playing in it come up with special uniforms just for this game. And if you can find the pictures online, go to therinklive.com. We've got some great pictures. Hill Murray yesterday went out there in, like, these 1983 throwbacks from when they went undefeated and won their first state championship of wearing the old green and gold. And they did, like, fake Cooperalls, you know, for people who know hockey. They wore regular pants and regular socks, but they made the socks look like they, you know, extended down to the length of their skates. So it looked like they were wearing, you know, the 1983 fashions from hockey. It was just fantastic.
I hope they keep doing that. That would be great. What a great look that is. I'm into that throwback. It doesn't have to happen just once in a while. I'd like to see it more often. Hey, yes, I know that you keep track of just about everything there is in the world of hockey, so I'm going to just jump real quick to the Gophers just because I'm curious what your thoughts are. We've talked about this in the past when you've come on, and I'm really loving what I'm seeing and hearing, but people are going to Gopher hockey again. They had 10,300 the other night and 10,200 the other night after that. I mean, it's amazing. Isn't it a great thing to see that happening?
Somebody put up a video, kind of a panoramic video of the crowd yesterday, and it was packed. You know, afternoon game against Michigan State, and there was a huge crowd there. The band's playing, the student section's fun. And I'm a bit of a smart aleck on Twitter now and then, so I, you know, retweeted this and I said, but wait a minute, the Big Ten's lousy and nobody goes to Gopher hockey games anymore. Well, that's 5 years ago, okay?
Yeah.
You know, Gopher hockey is back. Now, Bob Motzko, their coach, chooses his words carefully, and he says, Gopher fans never went away. They just weren't as involved at one point as they are now. And man, it's really become a fun atmosphere again. You know, hearkening back to 30 years ago when 3M Arena and Mariucci opened, and the joke was, how do you sell 10,000 Gopher tickets? Well, you open the doors. That's all you needed to do. And, you know, I think people are starting to come around to Big Ten hockey a little more. You still get the folks living in the past who say, oh, boy, I miss the old WCHA. Well, it's gone. Get used to it. You're playing Michigan. You're playing Michigan State now. You're playing the Buckeyes. You're playing the Badgers. That's who you are.
So I haven't seen them, Jess. How good is that Gopher team?
This top line the Gophers have is I've had other college hockey coaches tell me it is the best line they've seen in college hockey, period. Not this year, not you know, in the last 10 years, period. The group of Matthew Nyes, Logan Cooley, and Jimmy Snuggerud, you know, guy from Phoenix, guy from Pittsburgh, and a guy from Chaska together on one line. Not since maybe Phil Kessel was a Gopher have you seen a group that when they come out on the ice to take a draw, you see people in the crowd just reflexively stand up like something cool is going to happen here. This is just a really fun team to cover and a fun team to watch.
They seem like they're talented everywhere, including, you know, I think the goalies have done an unbelievable job this year. Tell us a little bit about this St. Thomas team, though, because obviously jumping to Division I, all the rest of it, but they're out there fighting and scratching and doing a great job against Arizona State. Are they a for-real team that someday you see, you know, being at least competitive, maybe not beating the Gophers, but being very competitive at the Division I level?
Here's what happened for St. Thomas hockey in this past month. Number one, they beat Bowling Green twice, and Bowling Green was the top team in their conference at the time. Number two, they found out within a couple of years they're going to have a new 4,000-seat on-campus hockey arena, which is going to be absolutely state-of-the-art. And number three, Rico Blasi and his crew are doing an amazing job recruiting. And this is what I think the Twin Cities has needed for a long time. You know, people have looked at Boston forever, where they've got the public school that's really good. That's Boston University. They've got the private school, the Catholic school that's really good. That's Boston College. And they've said, why can't we do something like that here? I think finally we're going to have that where you're going to have a real rivalry. Granted, they won't be in the same conference, but I think they're going to be competing head-to-head for a lot of kids, a lot of Twin Cities kids who don't necessarily want to go too far away from home, a lot of parents who, you know, want to be able to drive, you know, 25 minutes to see their kid play instead of, you know, going up to Northern Michigan or going to Arizona State or going wherever to watch their kid play. I really think that this is a program on the rise, and it's really an exciting time for St. Thomas hockey.
Jess Myers joining us from The Rink Live. Let's just go round the hockey world with you, Jess, into the Minnesota Wild. Trade deadline. You know, I saw on Twitter, Jess, somebody suggested that the Wild get a number one center, which I don't know. Why don't they just go do that? That's just easy, yeah, right? You just trade for a number one center.
What was the date on that story? Was that like 2014 or 2015,
right,
or 2016 or 2017? I mean, this is the story every year. In the journalism world, we call this a nevergreen. It's like we've heard this every year. The prices at trade deadline that they want for number one centers are ridiculous. So, yep, let's talk about that a lot. It's not going to happen. It's really cool, but, well, you know, whatever.
What do you think they'll do, though, Jess?
Well, I mean, the talk forever is that they're going to move Matt Dumba and they're going to, you know, add somebody on the top end, which I think would be a good move. Now, again, the fact that we've been talking literally for years that Matt Dumba is expendable, I think that's hurt his trade value. You know, the fact that everybody knows that that he's out there, he can be had for the right price. Well, I think that price is dropping, and that's not a good place for the Wild to be in. So I think they will make a move. Inevitably, I think Wild fans are going to be probably disappointed and say they didn't do enough. But again, that's one of those things that seems to happen every year, too. You know, when you go out and get Chris Simon at the trade deadline and everybody goes, huh, what was that about?
I love the Martin Hansel trade. I'm just saying.
Really? Okay. Well, good. You know, the meeting of people that love that trade is not, they're not crowded, those meetings, but I hope you enjoy yourself.
Jess, I do a podcast during the week, 4 days a week, and we were talking about this, and I usually don't go to hockey. It's not something that I pretend to be like the biggest guru in by any stretch of the imagination. But I will tell you this. I was looking at just what a dominant team, well, a dominant city that we've got in Boston right now. But how about the NHL? You look at the Boston Bruins, and you see a team that is absolutely could be, they're on track to be, the greatest team record-wise that we have seen, with 66 wins is what they're on pace for right now. What is it that they did that got them to this point? Because I know they replaced a coach, That was a big move. They got Jim Montgomery now. But they were a team that was not expected to be very good. They were expected to be pretty average, quite honestly. And here they are as we get deeper into the season. And these guys, you look at their point differentials, you look at every statistic you can find, they are leading the NHL. They're pretty incredible. What's the deal?
Well, first of all, thank goodness for those long-suffering Boston fans that they finally have something to cheer for. You know, what's it been, about 18 months since they've had a championship parade there? So, you know, God bless them. They finally, after the long doldrums of about a year and a half here, that, you know, something's going right in Boston sports. No, all joking aside, I think the story here is Jim Montgomery. You know, a guy who had huge success as a college player at Maine. He won a national championship as a coach at Denver. He went to the NHL, went to Dallas, had some personal problems, had to step away from the game for a while, kind of to get his life in order. You know, he admitted he had some substance issues that he needed to take care of. You know, and at that point, you never know what the future lies. You never know who's going to be the next team that's going to take a chance on these guys. Now, I joke about this, but thankfully, the NHL has such a active and popular coach recycling program that it seems like, you know, the way you get an NHL head coaching job is to get fired from another NHL head coaching job. But God bless Jim Montgomery. He gets another chance with Boston. And, you know, this has been the core of a good team for a while. I think you have a lot of guys maybe playing a little bit over their heads. But, you know, this is no fluke. We're looking at February 1st here, and this team just keeps winning. So, yeah, look out for that black and gold team come playoffs.
It's just the same people in Boston always being good, and it's irritating.
And the greatest quote, by the way, ever about Boston sports fans, Jack Parker, the longtime coach at Boston University, he famously said, "Boston fans are the best, man. They're with you, win or tie."
That's great. So, Jess, you ice fishing today? What are you doing?
You know what I'm doing? Maybe I'm not a real Minnesotan, Matthew. The Gophers have a bye week next weekend. I'm hopping on a plane. I'm going to Arizona for a few days to see my dad. So, and it's only going to be like in the 50s there, but, you know, whatever. It's not below zero. I'll be fine.
Okay. All right. That is a little soft of you, yes. But if you're visiting your dad, it's fine. You get a pass.
Yeah.
Jess R. Myers on Twitter, The Rink Live. You do a phenomenal job covering hockey. Thanks for joining us, Jess. Appreciate it, man.
Always fun to talk to you guys. Have a great weekend.
All right. When we come back, I want to play a game with Pete because Pete knows everyone. So we're going to play with Championship Weekend, the 7 degrees of Pete Najarian for Championship Weekend. That's when we return. Matthew Collar in for Dave Schwartz along with Pete and Charlie. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.